95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Does it feel like you want to say good morning at this point? I would think on a Monday first break, you feel like saying
good morning. It does not.
No, good. No. Wow, you've come a long way.
Because I've been up for a long way.
Yeah,
quite some time.
Yeah.
On today's program, we have $500 for your 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock. We just picked it out, too. I think it's, it's either going to be super easy or way hard. I think it's way hard.
I think so, too, but we're not good at guessing.
No,
that.
I suck at this.
Sometimes
game,
so. We think they're impossible and people call in and get them immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
That was the easiest thing you ever did. Thank you.
There's a woman who got celebrated by her kids, her kindergarten kids, for passing the citizenship test.
I think I should be celebrated by children worldwide if I can pass it. Without a doubt, I could.
Well, that was my thought. Was I saw the story. It's a sweet story. The kids are all cheering for her, and she's crying. And the whole time, I just kept thinking, I wonder how I would do on that test.
I've always wondered that.
So we're going to take the citizenship test today.
Do we have to leave the country if we fail?
If we fail, we must leave.
Oh, darn.
Yes.
Off I go. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm not going to be welcome anywhere, but I'm going to go.
I'll tell you about the Chihuahua from hell.
Chihuahua from hell. Rated G.
Now showing you.
This is one of those pets that just is unmanageable.
Oh, is this? I know which one.
Family is like, you know what? We're out.
Somebody love this dog. I know this dog.
Well,
I love it.
You can get this dog.
I think I might want
to. It'll be
to.
For you.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about tattoos that you regret coming up today on Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. If you are headed to Dodger game anytime soon, we want to see your Dodger dog.
Eat it.
Selfies.
Eat that dog.
Eat it! You take a picture of yourself eating a Dodger dog. You post it on social media. Tag Kevin and Sluggo. That's at Kevin and Sluggo. And we'll judge your technique.
Yeah, and you know, Marcy was talking about how you and I like to feed each other Dodger dogs at the game. I don't remember doing that, but I've seen the videos. No, I've seen the videos, so I know it's true.
It was so sweet.
Oh, he's so wasted, man. Out there.
All right, let's talk about flying, which sometimes sucks. I don't know what it says about me, but I would love to have been on this flight.
Well, you wanted to be on the one where the pilot decided to present everyone with his weenus.
Of course. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I do understand
you
that.
You need to under... Yeah, I
mean... As long as there's no nose diving involved...
Agreed.
I'm in for... Yes.
This is a former Instagram glamour model named Hannah Pearson.
Yeah.
And she was flying from Melbourne to Auckland.
Short flight.
And demanded a glass of wine.
Okay.
She was charged over the flight disturbance November 7th last year. She admitted to disorderly behavior and disruptive contact toward a crew member.
Wait, because she insisted on a glass of wine?
There were 72 other passengers on board.
Mm-hmm.
After the crew began serving food, she requested a glass of wine.
Excuse me, I'd like to see wine, please.
But then the crew told her that her ticket didn't cover wine and that she would need to buy one from the menu.
Okay, and that's probably like $6 for a glass, I would imagine.
Probably like that. Normal.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, of course.
She began abusing the flight crew immediately. I don't give an F. Give me an effing wine. She yelled at the top of her voice.
I don't care that I haven't paid for it.
Right.
Why would I have to pay for something?
She then stood up and yelled, I'll effing get it myself.
Oh.
Give me the effing wine. And she called the attendant a biatch.
And Snoop Dogg called in to say, what the hell, man? Come on.
Would you want to be on this flight?
No, that's annoying.
Absolutely would.
No, I want to see the pilot presenting. That's hilarious, but...
So she tried to leave her seat, and the crew managed to divert her into a vacant row of seats and held her.
Was she sober? I mean, that sounds like she's already a few in. Yeah.
I don't believe so, because she did grab a crew member's arm, hurting it. She was squeezing as hard as she could.
Right.
She began, quote, making movements with her head that caused other staff members to believe that she was going to headbutt the crew member.
I was like thinking, as you were saying that, I was picturing like a chicken dance or like like one of them. Oh, yeah, come at me. Oh, yeah, catch me outside. That sort of thing. But no, okay.
She tried to get out of her seat. The crew had apparently cuffed her in.
Right. You're staying here, honey.
Several times after that, she yelled, give me the effing wine. And she followed it up with, and don't say this on a flight or I'll blow up the plane.
Oh, nope. That's, yes. No, that's, uh-uh. Or I'll blow up the plane.
Right.
What, you did remember, you didn't remember to get the ticket that says you can have a glass of wine, but you did remember the bomb.
Right.
You bought the bomb.
No, clearly
you.
Ridiculous. They handcuffed her, they strapped her to the chair. After 90 minutes, she fell asleep.
Nah. Night-night.
I would think drunk. And then she woke up and started yelling instantly again.
Oh, man. So it's filter. Take a
just
picture
abusive
all
the
over
whole
again.
Time.
We should play that for her. Yeah. Jeez.
So we want to take your calls. Is it weird? Is it weird that I want to be on that flight?
Yes, that's weird.
I like things to go wrong.
Sure, yeah.
I like chaos.
I don't mind chaos. I don't like annoying chaos. Like if someone's just being a jerk, I don't like that. But if they're weird, if it's odd, if they suddenly bust out a chicken suit or start dancing, you know, like upside down or the
there aren't
the,
enough people to bust out a chicken
no,
suit.
No, it doesn't happen enough. So yes, that I would be on board with. Not right. Some annoying cow.
So you had a problem on your flight. That's the calls that we're looking for.
Right. Okay.
Somebody that was a problem on your flight.
Right.
And this particular flight wasn't diverted, but only because it was a pretty short flight.
And she passed out.
Yes. But maybe your flight was diverted.
Plus, they're from Australia. They're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
it's all good. Just be quiet. We'll be
just
fine.
Just sit down in this row and shut up.
Yeah. You can handle it that way.
So call us now if you had flight trouble. I never have. I've never had anyone on a flight that made us...
Yeah, me either, now that I think about
stop
it.
Stop earlier.
Not at all.
I'm not getting on the right flights.
No. Yeah. Well, you and I can change that next time we go to Vegas.
That's true. You know. I'll have you change it.
Okay.
You can yell for the wine.
Yeah.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are talking about problems that you had on flights, mainly with people, troublesome people. So
right.
you had a call?
A bunch of us were getting drunk at the bar waiting for our flight, and we hear our name being called to get on the plane because we obviously missed the boarding.
Mm-hmm.
So we're drunk out of our minds, and the only seats that are left for us are the emergency exit row seats.
You'll be fine in an emergency. You'll be great.
Yeah. we were plastered. So we sit down, and the stewardess comes by and notices that we're plastered, and she's getting ready to... The plane's getting ready to take off, and she gets nervous, and she stops the plane and goes to the pilot, and everybody on the plane gets pissed off.
Wow.
And so I get up to go and chase her down to tell her that we're okay.
Oh, good.
And
good move.
Waving a gun.
Yeah. Well, I'm Middle Eastern, so I wasn't thinking of that
oh,
at the time.
Gotcha.
Right.
So all of a sudden, somebody grabs my hand and twists my hand in a way where it forces me to sit my ass back down.
And it was Chuck Norris.
Chuck freaking Norris. Unbelievable.
He looked like Chuck Norris. He looked like Chuck Norris, but it was one of the marshals.
And that marshal's name was Chuck Norris.
Freaking Norris!
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there. Can you hear me fine?
Yes.
Yeah, sounds like you're on a plane now.
Are we on the air?
We can hear you fine.
Yes, throw out the F-bomb a lot. No, yeah, what's going on?
How about this? I got a good one for you guys. It wasn't a plane, it was on a bus.
Okay, well, we're talking about planes. I mean, the topic is planes.
Trains are next, then automobiles, and eventually buses.
Call back on Friday. We're doing buses on Friday.
We're doing buses on Friday. Hi, KLOS.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about you're on a flight that had problems.
Yes, I was on a flight that we got delayed probably about an hour because Jimmy Carter was on the plane.
When Jimmy Carter was flying coach?
He was in first class, but he...
But I mean a regular plane?
Yeah, he does. He's an environmentalist, so he does his whole, like, you know, I don't want to fly private.
And why was it held up for an hour? Was he not there?
Oh, no, he had to go around and shake everybody's hand.
So it stayed
really?
On the ground until he was done shaking everybody's hand?
Oh, totally. It was like one of those things that I saw these guys that were like full on Secret Service with the whole
ear sure, yeah.
and everything. And I'm like,
I was gonna ask.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Right.
And then
right.
out of nowhere, I see this guy going around shaking people's hand. I'm like, that kind of looks like Jimmy Carter.
Oh, that's weird.
What a weird thing
that's
to see
really
on
bizarre.
A flight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you ask him to build a house for you?
No.
I mean, he's good at it. You know, I figure maybe, you know.
Did you ask him for peanuts?
Yeah. Did you ask him for some Billy beer? Hey, your brother got me that damn beer anymore?
Chuck Norris.
Five. 105 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
And Chuck North.
In the afternoon. By the way, next hour, we're going to take the citizenship test.
Yeah, wish us luck. I mean, I wanted to do this for years. Every time I hear
I didn't know you did. I just saw this story.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, we should take the test. Because I think we would fail.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Right now, it's time for 1 second of nonstop rock. We play you a clip. You are caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You identify the song title and the artist, and you win.
$500.
Yep.
Here you go. What is that? If you know it, 818-955-KLOS. Give us a call now. Good luck. Be caller 13. Yeah.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
I'm Jason.
Jason, are you ready to play our precious little game?
I sure am.
All right, man. We'll play you the song, and you tell us the name and the artiste. You got yourself. How much is it, Kevin?
$500.
$500. You ready?
I am.
Give it a good listen. Here you go. Well, what do you think that is?
That is Led Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times.
Sorry, the buzzer says no, but
it
thanks for
incorrect.
Playing along, man.
Thank you for calling.
And good luck next time.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Between 4 and 5.
Hell to the yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon at 8 minutes after 4. We would like to play you some audio from a woman named Miss Yannette Lopez, and she's a cafeteria manager at a school in Edmond, Oklahoma. And she just passed this week her test to become a U.S. citizen.
Oh, nice.
It's lunchtime at Prairie Vale Elementary. Cafeteria manager Yannette Villamontes Lopez and her team preparing chicken nuggets for these little ones. An immigrant from Cuba, Yannette moving from Houston a few years ago with her family for better job opportunities.
When I was a child, I had a dream, like say Martin Luther King, right? My dream was come here to this great country.
One dream fulfilled Monday. Yannette passing her test to become a U.S. citizen. The children lining the hallways to celebrate her big accomplishment.
All the students give me hug. United USA was exciting. I was crying like a baby, and the teacher were crying.
Yannette, not the only one passing the test, but her whole family, including her husband and three children, ages 17 to 28.
All right.
17 to 28.
Yes.
Everybody passed.
All three kids passed.
Nice. That's awesome. And all the little kids.
Imagine you're the one kid.
Right.
Who doesn't pass. Mom, husband, two.
That would be me, and I do believe you. Right?
All of them passed the
you
test.
You have to study this test.
I know everything about United States, Constitution, President, everything. It's amazing. I know. I learn a lot of history because I love this country.
Yannette encouraging everyone to go after their dream, no matter how hard it may be.
That's awesome.
That is a very sweet story.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
And I thought, I wonder how we would do.
That's kind of a common question for people. Be like, well, do you really think it's 100 questions there's you a, might be asked?
There's a test that people have to pass to be a U.S. citizen.
Yep.
I wonder if we could pass that test.
U.S. citizens, can you pass the U.S. citizen test?
If not, you're gone.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for that part. I didn't see that part.
So we'll take a break, but when we come back, Sluggo and I are going to take the test. We're going to give it a shot. We'll see if we'll be allowed to stay or not. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We just played some highlights of a woman in Oklahoma.
Just became a U.S. citizen. She, you know, so I thought this was kind of interesting. I knew that they have to answer questions, but I didn't know exactly how it worked.
Okay.
And this is how it works. The U.S. citizenship test, the applicant for citizenship is asked up to 10 of the 100 questions. There are 100 questions altogether that they should study. They're asked up to 10 of them. The interviewer reads the question in English. The applicant must answer in English in order to pass at least 6 of the 10 questions. Have to be answered correctly.
60%.
So 60%. So that's better than I got
low.
In high school. Yeah.
The bar is pretty low.
Much better than I got in high school.
All right. So can you pass a U.S. citizen test?
That's the question here.
So we're going to do this right now.
Yeah.
There's 50 questions.
Yeah.
Can you can click on the answer, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it'll score it for us.
Oh, okay.
All right. The first question is, what are the two major political parties in the United States?
And then it actually gives you four choices, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the Democratic and Republican.
Woohoo! We got it.
Yeah, and does it say that? Oh, yes. It gives it to you. Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. So number two, I will ask you. Are you keeping track of that? What major event happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States, Kevin?
Let's see. Japanese attack Pearl Harbor. terrorist attack the United States. That's it.
All right. So you got one right. You're on your way to that new lounge suite.
Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Because the stripes represent the original colonies.
I believe that's correct.
Yep, I got that one right.
All right.
I am a little nervous about this, I have to tell you. I've always wondered about this.
I have too, and I've always assumed that I would probably fail.
Me too.
Although I didn't know the pass fail rate was 60%. They were fine with that.
Makes it a little better for me.
If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
That's super easy. Yeah, that's pretty damn easy. I'll go with a vice president on that one.
Good.
Okay.
Now, what's the next one?
The next one for you is name one right only for United States citizens. Name one right only for United States citizens. But then it gives you four choices here. Freedom of choice, attend public school,
it's freedom of religion. Was the first one.
And what did I say?
Choice.
Oh.
Freedom of choice.
That's Devo. I'm just trying to throw you off, man. And run for federal office. So, Kevin, your answer, please.
Name one right only for U.S. citizens.
Yes.
So other places have freedom of speech, public really? School, freedom of religion. Run for federal office would be my answer.
Oh, okay.
Boom!
You got that.
Boom, sucker!
Well done.
If both the president and vice president can no longer serve or becomes president.
I'm going to say the Speaker of the House. I believe that's right.
I believe that's right as well.
I wasn't completely
sure. We're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so.
What are two rights of everyone living in the United States?
Is this your question to me?
Yeah.
Is it my turn to answer? Freedom of speech and freedom to run for president. Everyone living in the United States. Freedom of worship and freedom to make treaties with other countries. Freedom to petition the government and freedom to disobey traffic laws. That's like always in the traffic test. There's always something insanely, and I always want to do it. Freedom of speech and freedom of worship. I'm going to go with that one.
Is that right?
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Hey, so far, I don't think we missed any.
No, I'm amazed, actually.
All right, what's my question?
What is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
Oh, no. You can't get... Oh, come on, that's not current. U.S. diplomat, youngest member of Constitutional Convention, third president of the United States, inventor of the airplane.
Definitely airplane.
I'm going to say...
Airplane. Say airplane. Benjamin Franklin.
Youngest member of the Constitutional Convention?
Honestly, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
That's what I was
that's
thinking.
That's wrong.
Oh, no!
I got one wrong.
Oh, no! Uh-oh.
It's U.S. diplomat. All right.
You're going to be executed. That's what happens at the end of this.
You get kicked out. You don't...
Oh, no. I thought we execute you if you get this
we're
wrong.
Taking the test for citizenship if you're just joining us.
And now we're doing... Okay.
What is an amendment?
What is an amendment? An addition to the Constitution, the preamble to the Constitution, the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, and introduction. Well, I'm getting kind of easy ones here, I
you say. Are.
That's an addition.
I got stupid Thomas Jefferson. All right, what's my next
one? Give me that one. Who signs bills to become laws?
The president.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Sucker.
All right, you got three right, one wrong.
What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy? It's one of these that says all of these answers is one of them.
Pretty much has to be that, right?
I would guess.
Yeah. What are the two ways? What are two ways? I always feel like that's a trick question. I will say all of these answers. Whew!
Got it right.
Got it right.
Wow.
Always go for
how
all did,
how come I got the only ancient history one?
All right. What are two cabinet-level positions, Kevin?
Secretary of Homeland Security and Secretary of Treasury. Secretary of Weather.
Weather? Come on, man. Health and Human Services.
Interior.
Oh, the Navy.
And you know, the Secretary of History.
Ah.
I'm going to go Homeland Security and Secretary of the Treasury.
I think you're right about that.
Boom.
And you are four. All right, I guess one more and you're good. Or you want to go to the 10?
No,
we'll have six.
We can make six, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or two more. All right.
All right, whose turn is it? Yours?
You
got such easy ones.
who's in charge
of the executive branch?
I have to tell you, I went here and I changed all of the questions, the order.
What?
On this Google document so that I could get the president and get every. Have I missed one yet?
No.
Woohoo!
All right, what's my next one?
Your next one is, what ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
Atlantic, bitch!
That's not fair. That's
got it. Yes.
All right, give me my question.
What does the judicial branch do?
Resolves disputes, reviews laws. Judicial branch. Reviews laws, decides if a law goes against the Constitution.
Or all of these answers.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go with all of these answers, although it seems like it's yep.
Whew, got it right.
Yeah.
Woo. So you have enough to, you're already a citizen?
I how many? I don't know. Have you not been? Oh, you didn't.
No, I'm not making
I thought
track.
You were keeping track. You bastard.
No, but I know that only I've missed one.
Yes. Well, you got one more.
That's it.
You get this next one right, or we throw you out of the
All right. Under the Constitution, some powers belong to the states. What powers belong to the states? Create an army? No. Make treaties? No. Coin or print money? No. Providing school and education? Boom.
Guess that has to be it.
Yep.
And if it clicks, you are a citizen, Kevin.
I did it.
Well done, you.
Did you do it as well?
I did better.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We both are dog lovers,
yep.
I would say.
Big time.
I love all dogs.
Yeah.
Really,
course.
I don't think there's any that I don't.
No.
Except for perhaps this Chihuahua named Prancer.
Well, you're singling out one Chihuahua at all time.
This Chihuahua named Prancer hates almost everyone, but now the internet loves him.
I think I might know who this Chihuahua is.
This is Prancer is a Chihuahua in New Jersey.
Okay.
And the woman who was in charge of him, raising him, just throwing up her hands.
Really?
She's like, I can't do it.
She has cared for a lot of dogs. What do you call that? I mean, when you're...
Yeah, foster?
Yes.
Yeah.
She done that a lot, or is
yes.
this... Oh, okay. So she should be used to
insanity. This is her quote on Facebook. There's not a very big market for neurotic, man-hating, animal-hating, children-hating dogs that look like gremlins.
Yeah.
But I have to believe there's someone out there for Prancer.
Yes.
Because... I'm tired. And so is my family. Every day we live in the grips of the demonic Chihuahua hellscape.
Well put.
Yes, created in our home. If you own a Chihuahua, you probably know what I'm talking about. He's literally a meme that describes them as being 50% hate and 50% tremble.
I have a Chihuahua.
You do?
I do. And that kind of nails it right there.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, maybe I don't like Chihuahuas then. Because this
well,
awful.
Not always. It's not always true. And she is insanely sweet, so I wouldn't go so far as to.
If you're yes. intrigued and horrified at how this animal sounds already, just wait. There's more.
Uh huh.
Prancer came to this foster home obese, wearing a cashmere sweater with the bacon and egg and cheese stuffed in his crate with him.
That's right. Okay, I do know this dog. And I even, so if you dig in there far enough, you'll find me saying, I'll take this dog.
No way,
and
man.
That Facebook post, yeah.
He lived a very secluded life. His first 2 weeks with me, he was so fat and scared, he never ate dog food in his life.
Oh, poor dog.
That was in November. She
right.
has since been working with Prancer, getting him down to a healthy size and used to eating dog food. But Prancer's quirks aren't going anywhere. Prancer very quickly attached himself to my mom. He decided that would be his new human.
Right. Well, so he's capable of normal dog love.
This is when he started to see the severity of his guarding issues with men and other animals.
Wait, I know my job now. I have a human.
He
She's female.
He knows what is acceptable and what is not, but his rage takes over sometimes.
Sure. Yeah. I know that feeling.
It's like his mind just lets Satan take the wheel. This woman has had it. She's had it. In the 6 months that she had Prancer, he has never accepted her husband.
Right. Well, that's very typical.
So she writes, if you have a husband, don't bother applying unless you hate him.
Right. That's why we applied, actually. My wife was the one who said, we need to do this, because that's hilarious.
Have other dogs? Cats? Don't apply unless they like being shaken up like a rag doll by 13-pound rage machine. Kids, don't even think about it. He's never been in the presence of a child, but I can already imagine the demonic noise and shaking fury that would erupt from his body if he was.
Yep.
Prancer wants to be your only child.
I love Prancer. I love that dog.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do. Even though that dog would hate me.
That's funny.
I would hate. I love that dog.
This is funny.
Yeah.
And but you don't love that dog.
No, but here, and I told you I thought I knew about what you were talking about earlier. Do you see this little dog?
Yeah. Is that,
this dog's name is Rumpelstiltskin.
Okay.
Rumpelstiltskin, a rescue dog who ate its owner, has become an internet viral sensation. He ate his owner.
And by that, you mean bit?
He was an adopted dog who's seen some things. The so-called survivalist pupper was forced to eat his last owner to avoid starvation after his human died.
Oh, my God.
Which does actually happen quite a bit. That's really
can't happen quite a bit.
Oh, it does. It happens more than you would like to know. But it's true. The So now people are like, no way would I take this dog. But this dog isn't running around eating everybody.
No, that dog might be okay.
Just don't drop dead in front of the dog.
Although it has a taste for humans.
I know, yeah, that was kind of concerning.
So that's going to be a problem. You can have Prancer. I don't want him.
All right, you can have Rumpelstiltskin.
Nope.
Yes! Taking him.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We should give away $1,000.
Yeah, or Rumpelstiltskin, the dog. The man-eating dog. Want to give that a dog?
I don't. No.
No? Okay.
I don't want either of those dogs. I'm going to take back I Love All Dogs.
Ah,
take it back.
All but two. That's pretty good.
Yes.
Billions of dogs. All right, yeah, let's do it. I'm going to play this little clip at you, and you're going to call us, and you're going to be caller 13, and you got to tell us the name of the song and who does it for a grand. Think they're ready?
Yep.
What's the number? I don't know.
It is 818-955-KLOS.
All right, what was that? Now's the time to call.
818-955-KLOS. It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game. For $1,000, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Dan, you're caller 13.
Oh, cool.
Well done. All right, we got a shot at $1,000 for you. If you can identify this, song.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to play it. You tell us the name of the song and who does it. You get a grand.
All right. Go.
All right. Okay. Here you go. What was that?
What was that?
What was that?
I think I'm going to get Frankenstein by Edgar Winter Group.
That is incorrect.
Thanks for trying, though, man.
All right.
And between 5 and 6?
$1,500. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
The Fighters Foo. You know, Dave Grohl's got that What Drives Us documentary that's going to be showing up on April 30th on Prime Video. It looks so interesting.
It does look good.
You know, the whole, bands, yeah, it's a lot of their own video from the road and just all years worth of crap and how much.
It's sort of like if you didn't make your way in a van as a band.
Yeah, you weren't really a band.
Right.
You certainly weren't a rock band.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just think
it looks so interesting.
Very fascinating. And of course, Dave can get anybody to talk. That's What Drives Us. We need to get him in here or on the phone to talk about this.
I'd be down.
Dave!
Is that how you get him?
Yes. He usually calls. Oh, there he is. He's calling now.
Remember we were talking the other day about would you want to go to Mars and live on there? And Grimes was the example that we gave, the girlfriend of Elon Musk.
And singer, yes. She likes to sing that down-tempo odd stuff. And she's like, yeah, I'll move to Mars.
She's a weirdo.
Yep.
And
I love it.
She showed off her massive new back tattoo.
That I didn't like so much. I really like her. I like her music. I like her attitude. I don't like her tattoo.
Listen, it's beautiful alien scars.
It looks like some cat just went bananas running.
It really does.
And, yeah, it just looks like a bunch of scratches. And I don't see that as alien at all.
How do you know?
Well, here, take a look. After my last probing, they left this mark.
I mean, it's odd. It's not a great tattoo.
No, but it's a nice back, isn't it? I mean, yes. Yeah.
But that's not the point.
No, that's not the point.
That's not the point.
I guess
we're
not.
Talking about tattoo regret.
Mm.
And we're going to take your calls in a minute at 818-955-KLOS. I have a
group. Damn it, you pulled it out. I've been instructed to never help you out in a moment with Kevin, and I thought maybe you were going to crash and burn right now.
I have a great story about a tattoo that it still to this day kills me.
Oh, nice.
We were doing a breakfast with Bush.
Mm-hmm. Gavin and his Bush.
Yes, Gavin and his Bush. And they were on stage, and they were playing, and there was one fan that was, you know, there's different levels of fandom.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This one was sort of like crying already.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Remember the Beatles kind of did that, inspired that. A lot of crying back in the day. Yeah.
So she was crying and very excited, but sort of didn't want to say anything, but had to say something. One of those people.
Oh, was she able to talk to Gavin?
Yeah. So she puts up her hand.
Uh-huh.
And I go and talk to her, and she says, Gavin, I just want to say, you know, I'm your biggest fan, and I even have a tattoo for you.
Oh, no.
And she turns around, and in the tramp stamp area of her back,
sure,
it says, I heart Galvin.
Oh, no. She should change the V to a P, and she could rent it out. She'd be Galpin, you know, your pal, you know?
She loved him so much.
Oh, that sucks.
And she misspelled his name.
Well, she did, or whoever. So she take credit for writing it down? But
she was very proud of it and wanted to show him.
Maybe no one ever told her.
She was never able
to see that there's a name.
Galvin.
Not his name.
That's not his name.
Was it supposed to be Calvin and Hobbes? I mean, wow, that sucks.
So good times.
Yeah.
So tattoo regrets is what we're looking for this hour at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Maybe it's something that you had to get taken off. Maybe you changed your mind on something.
Tried to scratch it out. And you know what? We'd love to see pictures.
I heart Bill Cosby, and then everything went south. You know, something like that.
Well, you know what? Anytime you put I and heart together, it always sucks. But you know what? You might want to see the pictures if we have any pictures.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So tweet them at us. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. It's almost
a
moment with Sluggo.
For you?
I don't know. I've never had...
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes.
And call us with your regrets at 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about tattoo regrets. You have one? KLOS.
All right, dude. I've been trying to get into you guys forever. But I'm a tattoo artist. Can I give you the story of being an artist and having to do a tattoo?
Sure.
So I had a really close friend. He's not too close of a friend anymore, but I did 30 kids on his knuckles, and he wanted them to be muddy and look as dirty as possible, and it was just one of the most hurtful tattoos as an artist, wanting to be given, you know, something for your portfolio, and afterwards it's like people give you that bad look, you know, online, even trying to promote it. So that's something, you know, for me personally, I wish I could have started off a little better on my portfolio.
As a tattoo artist, are you able to say no?
You are, but that's one thing that, you know, you can't get paid once you turn down someone's idea. So sometimes it's harder to say no to someone. You know, there's always a story behind it. So you really don't know why someone wants something so badly. And
I got you.
You know, being an artist, you kind of want to just give them what they ask for.
So once you sign up to do that job, you're basically in for whatever comes through the door. You're going to make that happen on their skin.
Yeah, and I haven't been doing tattoos in about 10 years. I was going to get back into it, but my wife said she'd kill me. So
that's probably a good choice.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling in, man.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi.
Tattoos you regret?
Tattoos against your will?
Yes, yes. Well, it wasn't against my will.
Oh, okay.
What was it?
But I'm Italian, and I went and got this tattoo. I love eagles and snakes, right? So I told him, put this picture I seen in the book, and everybody teasing me about it's that Mexican tattoo with the symbol in the middle of the Mexican flag.
Yeah, all
on
right.
My arm when I'm Italian, you know?
They ask if you're Mexican, you say yes.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, yeah.
In that case.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi,
we're
good. We're talking about tattoo regrets.
Oh, yeah. I have one.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a free tattoo. My friend supposed to tattoo like a skull of a human, but he did a skull of a cat, you know?
A cat?
Okay.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. It was like probably his first time tattooing somebody.
So now people think you hate cats.
Yes, sir.
Wow, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, man. That's awesome.
I need to get that tattoo. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I got a tattoo. I got a tattoo I regret.
Okay, what is it?
I put an M and an M on each one of my butt cheeks, and I bend over, it says mom. I roll over, it says wow.
How do you regret that?
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Sounds awesome.
My mom didn't like it. But
I'm sorry. How did your mom see it?
You had to present it, right? I mean, you know, look, Mom.
Mom, look.
Look at my new tattoo, Mom. Check it out.
Oh, she said.
I showed it to her on Mother's Day. God, I love it.
Oh, that's a beautiful story.
Nice. Thank
you. It's a beautiful story. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening? I got a good one for you.
Yes. Tattoo regrets. What do you got?
The portrait of the ex.
Oh, and how detailed and where is it?
Very detailed on my arm. Made her look like an Aztec queen, but very detailed. Looks very much like her.
And now you hate her guts.
And I hate her guts.
Yeah.
We don't even talk to each other.
Oh, my God. Is there any way you can change it into like a cosmonaut or something? Put a, you know.
Yeah, a cosmonaut.
Yeah. Well, that way it'll look weird.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, you're really into Russian space program.
Sure. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That should work because I work for SpaceX.
Yay.
What?
Nice. Really?
What?
Hire me. Please.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Hire my ass.
Come on down, man.
I'll help you scrape your tattoo off.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude. Right on. Thanks, man.
Bye.
Bye.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, are you guys still saying stories of regretful tattoos?
Yeah. Tattoos that you regret. You have one?
Yep. My friend had this friend who worked at the shop, so he was giving me, you know, a tattoo, and he was, like, really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted stars, like, shooting stars. I ended up getting a menorah right above my crotch area.
A menorah?
Wait, what?
I'm Catholic.
How did you end up with a menorah there?
Supposed to be shooting stars?
It was supposed to be shooting stars. I don't know how he managed to do that.
Do you light it on fire every year, like one at a time?
You know, I'm going to start doing that now.
Yes, you should.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Fire on fire. Thank you.
We should give away some money.
Yeah, man. How much do we got?
$1,500.
Get the hell out of Dodge right now.
$1,500 we have for you right now.
If you can tell us what this song is and who it's by and be caller 13 818 955 KLOS, that's a lot of work.
Not really.
Jeez. No, you don't think?
Oh, not for $1,500?
I guess that's true.
No.
All right. Take a close listen. Here you go. What is that? Now's the time to call 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to wake you up, man.
Who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, congratulations. You're caller 13.
Wow, fantastic.
Good.
Now, just name this song. Tell us who it is and what the name of the song is, and you know what you get?
A lot of money.
$1,500.
Wow.
All right, good luck. Here you go. What do you think that was?
Is it Ramble On by Led Zeppelin?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Wow, we thought that would last a little longer.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
You just won $1,500.
All at once.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not going to be in oily pennies or something like that?
No, it is going to be in oily pennies. It's true.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. What is happening, Sluggo?
You know, this show, our little showgram, supposed to be happy news, good times, just a... This sucks.
Yeah.
I'm very unhappy with this.
That guy that won the money? You didn't like
it? No. Well done, Laguna Miguel.
Okay.
Yeah, that was cool. No, this is from the Hollywood Reporter, too, so it's pretty reliable. Two brands that operated more than 300 screens here in California, including the Cinerama Dome, a.k.a. Arclight and Pacific Theater, apparently closing for good.
Never reopening.
Not reopening. The Cinerama Dome. I love that place.
I do, too, and I can't imagine that somebody else will just take it over.
Yeah, but it's not going to be Arclight.
No, agreed.
So they're saying that Arclight,
it sounds complicated.
Yeah, here he goes. No, this was not the uncut anyone wanted, but despite a huge effort that exhausted all potential options, the company does not have a viable way forward. It's a statement from Pacific Theaters, which owns the bleeding Arclight. And Sherman Oaks, that includes that one, which, you know, you and I have both gone there.
There are
a
lot of... the Arclight in Sherman Oaks is the one I went to all the time.
Yeah, it's such a great place. I mean, everything is perfect about that place. The bar is great. It's expensive.
Yes.
But you can take your drinks on in, and everybody's chill, and it's always a perfect screening. And
some of their PR photos weren't great, but
I don't know.
I don't understand that, because it seems like a lot of other chains are opening.
Yeah, AMC.
I went this weekend.
Right.
And if you're smart, you can keep your distance and you have to wear a mask and you can... I saw Nobody, which was a great movie. And but the Arclight,
yeah, and Sherman just, Oaks is... Their last thing that Arclight had said when I was hanging on, and I thought it was kind of cool, is about a month ago that they were still staying closed to just make sure that everything is, you know, safe before they reopen, because that's right. How they are. They're so meticulous. I mean, it's Hollywood. You have to have the perfect screens and the perfect theater experience, and Arclight brought that.
I agree.
So if someone's going to buy them, they better damn well do it right.
But they say there's no... What did they say? There's no viable...
Yeah, for
way forward?
Yeah, for the parent company to continue moving forward, Pacific Theaters.
But none of them have said that they are bankrupt.
Well, they're basically saying that their business has been decimated by the pandemic and Arclight Cinemas. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would think if anybody would be able to pull it out, it would have been Arclight. I mean, this is the Hollywood Reporter. It was just today that this basically is breaking.
Yeah, it's everywhere now.
Hopefully, unfortunately, they're going to figure out some way to move forward and
it doesn't jumpstart it. You would think that they might put that in there.
Right?
We're going to try and figure out...
They say they've exhausted every outlet, but I would think in Hollywood especially, there's got to be some folks in films that want to make sure Arclight continues doing what they do. So is that you?
So too.
Make that happen, please.
Me? No. If I could do it,
not
I would.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Not me. All right. Oh, us losers can't do anything.
See, keeps hanging up.
I don't know. They keep hanging up on us. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is it for us, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, we got to get out of here, man.
Check out, I have a podcast called Great News with Kevin and Mike on YouTube.
And you just did a new one yesterday, today?
Posted Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
So nice.
Today right at noon, yeah.
Right. That's a really violent one where everybody gets beaten up.
No, this is a great news podcast.
Oh,
only positive stories.
Oh,
right.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1963 when Bob Dylan performed his very first major solo concert. It was at the Town Hall in New York City. He played 24 songs, including A Hard Rain's A Gonna Fall and Highway 51. It was on this day in rock in 1973 when Stevie Wonder took the stage for 7 minutes of a live performance of Superstition on Sesame Street.